Oh man. It is wonderful to look out this morning and see such a nice size crowd here as we rededicate this building. But more importantly than rededicating the building, rededicating ourselves to the ministry that God has set before us. We've gone about blessing this space, about blessing pulpits, fonts, lecterns, later on organ and altar. We go about setting these things apart to remind us of what we hear in today's gospel. That everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who builds his house on a rock. Those who hear these words of mine and acts on them. That's what our rededication is all about. We hear in the Old Testament that the home of God is among mortals, but we also hear that places like this, temples, whatever it is, cannot contain the glory of God. God is not locked up in this little box. But we meet God here from time to time to be empowered to go about the work that He has given us to do. As we rededicate space, let us also rededicate that space within us that is set apart for God and God's purposes. As I say, way too often, I'm sure, we look out into the world that desperately needs to hear and to feel and experience the glory of God that we experience in this place. So our job of being rededicated is not simply to tell them what goes on here, but to live lives in such a way that they can feel it for themselves. Today, we rededicate things. We rededicate things to God and for God's purpose. But far more important than that, every day, we rededicate ourselves as God's children, called to follow and to obey, to share and to give from within, to make lives new in and through the power of what we receive in this place. Let us go forth, rejoicing in the power of God's Spirit that we receive this day, and may everyone we meet share in what we partake of this morning. Amen. Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one being with the Father. Through Him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, He came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, He was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, He rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and His kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sin. Look for the resurrection of the dead, the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us thank God, whom we worship here in the beauty of holiness. Eternal God, the heaven of heavens cannot contain you, much less the walls of temples made with hands. Graciously receive our thanks for this place, and accept the work of our hands offered to you, your glory and honor.
For the Church Universal, of which these visible buildings are the symbol,
we thank you, Lord.
For the presence whenever two or three have gathered together in your name,
we thank you, Lord.
For this place where we may be still and know that you are God,
we thank you, Lord.
For making us your children by adoption and grace, and refreshing us day by day with the bread of life. For the knowledge of your will and the grace to perform it. For the fulfilling of our desires and petitions as you see best for us.
We thank you, Lord.
For the pardon of our sins, which restores us to the company of your faithful people. For the blessing of our vows and the crowning of our years with your goodness. For the faith of those who have gone before us and for our encouragement by their perseverance. For the fellowship of St. Paul and of all your saints.
Yours, O Lord, is the greatness, the power, the glory, the victory, and the majesty. Yours, O Lord, is the kingdom. Please stand.
Worship you with many voices and sounds in times of joy and sorrow. Move us to express the wonder, the power, and the glory of your creation in the music we make and in the songs we sing.
Praise him with the sound of the trumpet.
Praise him with the strings of the lyre.
We rededicate this organ in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Again, so good to see such a good crowd here this morning. We are glad you're here with us, especially if you're visiting, and we do invite you to join us following our service this morning upstairs in the River Room as we have some lunch and share some conversation. Also, as we're up there, not really games or contests, but it's going to be an opportunity to find out things like if you're over age 50 and were baptized here or were married here, just to see how people have connected to the church over the years. So we do hope to have a good crowd stay for lunch and enjoy that with us. Also, if you're visiting, please know that you are welcome to participate and to partake in the Eucharist this morning. So please come forward to receive the bread and the wine as a part of the service. All the other announcements, and there are abundant announcements, please take the time to read those. One other note, I figure that by the time we make it upstairs, we will have prayed sufficiently. So please go ahead and eat lunch and don't wait around for the blessing. The nice thing about this service is if we make a mistake somewhere, we have the opportunity to correct it 100 years from now. Walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God. Thank you.